Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And today, as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to WWDB 860 AM and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, the Polish Word of the Day, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and operettas, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So let's begin with this 2020 hit, Kamil Bednarek and Bądź przy mnie, I Need You by My Side.
Pozwól mi nabrać sił. Mam dość tych, którzy mówią mi, kim być. Zakochany w śpiewie mojej wrażliwości. Mam dość tych, którzy mówią mi, jak żyć. Poza płonącym świata złem chcę stłumić swój ból. Proszę, uwolnij mnie. Ląd zadaremny na mnie czep. Kiedy strach przezwycięży sen, ta niepewność jak rzeka. Nurtem wciąga mnie, cicho modląc się ofiary. Bicie serca, które słów pozwoli, by odwagę wskrzesił mój.
And in the news, Poland supports Belarusian groups that are fighting for a democratic, free, and sovereign country, the Polish Prime Minister said after meeting opposition leader Swiatlana Cichanouskaya in Warsaw last week. Mateusz Morawiecki told reporters, Poland is an open home for all Belarusians who need help. As part of our solidarity with the Belarus program, we are helping those who have been repressed. He added, Poland was making efforts to support Belarusian groups which carry a song of freedom to Belarus, which are fighting for a democratic, free, and sovereign Belarus. Despite a brutal crackdown on protests by Belarusian strongman Alexander Lukashenko, demonstrators have been taking to the streets of that country since an August 9th presidential election, which the opposition says was rigged. Morawiecki promised last month that his country would seek to support its eastern neighbor Belarus by opening its borders and labor market while providing financial support to civil society. Warsaw is set to launch a program making it easier for Belarusian entrepreneurs to relocate to Poland, the state news agency reported. After talks at the Prime Minister's office on Wednesday, Morawiecki and Cichanouskaya met members of the Belarusian minority in Poland at a new Belarusian center in Warsaw. Morawiecki said that all protesters who had been beaten during demonstrations in Belarus have the opportunity of receiving help in Poland, adding that many were already undergoing medical treatment in his country. Cichanouskaya said that for Belarusians, Lukashenko was no longer a legitimate leader. She called him an illegal president who had issued orders for defenseless citizens to be shot at. Over 10,000 people have been detained in Belarus since protests broke out, she added. In a speech at the University of Warsaw, Tsikhanouskaya called for new elections in her country. She said, "We are in the middle of our fight. Our protests, they are not going to fade away. The point of no return has passed." And continuing in the news, an exhibition entitled Karol Wojtyła Birth has been included on Google Arts and Culture, the world's largest platform of its kind, featuring content from over 2,000 leading museums and archive collections. The exhibition has been prepared by the Warsaw-based Center of Thought of John Paul II in cooperation with the Polish Foreign Ministry and is available in Polish and English. It marks the centenary of the birth of Karol Wojtyła, who in 1978 was elected Pope John Paul II. The online exhibition presents key moments in Wojtyła's life, his successive births in the broad sense of the word, as he prepared to fulfill ever new roles as a student, worker, priest, academic, and finally Pope. Deputy Foreign Minister Szymon Szynkowski-Welsenk has told the Polish press agency that this year the country's diplomatic and consular missions and Polish cultural institutes abroad have worked to promote the man who became Pope and the Pope who remained a man. John Paul II led the Roman Catholic Church from October 16, 1978, until his death on April 2 in 2005. He was a strong supporter of Poland's anti-communist solidarity movement and is recognized as a key influence in helping to end communist rule in Poland in 1989. He was the third longest-serving pontiff in history and was declared a saint in 2014. And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner, the Polish Word of the Day, and the Philly Scene after we hear from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today. Remember to support the sponsors who support Polonia Today. Czy szukasz eleganckiej i w przystępnej cenie sali balowej na przyjęcie ślubne? Albo może miejsca na bridal lub baby shower? Albo na przyjęcie urodzinowe? Nie patrz daleko. Zobacz ostatnio odnowioną, elegancką, belwederską salę balową w polskim domu, położonym wygodnie przy 9150 Academy Road w Northeast Philadelphia. Do Twojej dyspozycji oferowany jest wyspecjalizowany catering, bar z pełną obsługą, duży parkiet do tańca, bezpieczny parking samochodowy. Doświadczony menedżer wielu bankietów, wesel i przyjęć pomoże Ci w najlepszym dla Ciebie zaplanowaniu Twojej uroczystości. Po dodatkowe informacje proszę dzwonić do Danuty 856-912-1303.
During market ups and downs, you face many questions and uncertainties. Is my 401k allocation still right? How will my retirement plans be impacted? How will my dreams and goals be affected? As an Ameriprise financial advisor, Steve Krzyzewski can provide you with solid strategies and tips to help you protect what matters and weather market volatility. To learn more, call Steve at 610-943-3117. That's 610-943-3117. Or stop by his office at 101 West Elm Street, Suite 610, Conshohocken, PA. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
A taste of Poland in Port Richmond, Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily. Phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home. Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at WWDB 860 AM, where today we note the following anniversary dates and historical figures in our Polish heritage calendar. deceased September 27, 1612, Piotr Skarga, whose real name was Piotr Powenski, a Polish Jesuit, preacher, polemicist, and leading figure of the Counter-Reformation in the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth. He was known for his oratorical abilities. Born in Grójec to a family of lesser landless gentry, he was raised there and started his education at a local parochial school. He began his career as a tutor to the family of the Castellan of Kraków, and some years later, after a visit to Vienna, took holy orders, and from 1563 was attached to the Cathedral Church of Lwów. His oratory was so successful that he determined to become a missionary preacher among the people in order better to combat the social and political evils of the day. By way of preparation, he studied theology in Italy and finally entered the Society of Jesus. On his return, he preached under the powerful protection of Queen Anna Jagiellonka. During a subsequent mission to Lithuania, he converted numerous noble families, including the Radziwiłls. He became the first rector of the Vilnius Academy in 1579, where he wrote the Lives of the Saints, Żywoty Świętych, which is still read today. In 1584, he was transferred to the new Jesuit college in Kraków, and in 1588, he became court preacher to King Zygmunt III Vasa, and thus sometimes preached to the parliament. The nobility ascribed to him a great influence on King Zygmunt. His name Skarga, which in Polish means accusation, is appropriate because of his career as a reformer and critic. The loose translation of his name would therefore be Peter the Accuser. And let's pause here for this Henryk Mikołaj Górecki composition, Domine Deus. Today, with Polish spy and femme fatale Krystyna Skarbek, nom de guerre Christine Granville, about whom a movie is planned. And here's an interview with Christine Molly, the author of Skarbek's biography entitled The Spy Who Loved.
In December 1939, 3 months after the outbreak of the Second World War, British secret services began considering a possible intelligence mission behind enemy lines. According to their reports, a flaming Polish patriot, expert skier and great adventuress had put forward a plan to ski into Nazi-occupied Poland via the Carpathian Mountains. That lady was Krystyna Skarbek, a Polish noblewoman who went on to become one of the most fabled Allied agents of the era. Award-winning British writer Claire Mully has just released an in-depth biography of Skarbek, aka Christine Granville, having been encouraged to investigate the subject by her literary agent.
I considered it very much like a blind date, and he was introducing me to some subject, which I really resisted. But I agreed to be a, you know, good author in the fold and took it away. And as soon as I started reading about her story, I was completely fascinated. She lived her life in the margins, full of contradictions, isn't neatly categorised, all of which make her very interesting. And secondly, because she provides a wonderful opportunity to look at the very special relationship between Britain and Poland, which I think has sadly been very much forgotten. And so this wonderful story and this very vibrant personality reveals to us a lot about really our recent modern history, the history of the war, and what happened to Poland subsequently.
I also spoke with Marta Tarabua, a relative of Skarbek and founder of the famed Polish art gallery Zderzak. Tarabua believes that the loss of Skarbek family property during the 1920s, owing to her father's gambling and the Wall Street crash, was a key factor for the future agents.
My grandmother was kind of fascinated by Christine because she had kind of the appearance or attitude of somebody who was ready for anything, who already lost one of her lives and now who could start a totally, completely new life. So there was a kind of determination in her and kind of a bravado that she applied to the life as such.
And Claire Mully notes that Skarbek was a character of many contradictions.
This is a woman who worked as a special operative. She was in the secret services. She wasn't fond of writing letters, but she was secretive. The story she told, she knew how important it was to be able to tell a story, to embellish a story, to change the facts, to change locations so that she couldn't be traced. And she became an excellent storyteller. So you have one story with four or five different accounts of it, all set slightly differently, different things happening. So it became very hard at first for me to work out which was the true version, what the true woman was. But then I started realising that there's a story in the fact that she spun stories, and you begin to understand the psychology of why she did this, and you begin to build up a picture of the woman. She was a woman who made mistakes. She was a woman who felt passionate about things and sometimes threw herself into things before she'd considered everything thoroughly. It made her much more understandable and more likeable for me. She wasn't just a great heroine who was incredibly brave. Sometimes she had great nerves about meeting a young man she liked, his new girlfriend. She'd be really nervous and worried that she didn't have the right dress on, her clothes were shabby and she wasn't wearing makeup. And yet she would walk into Gestapo headquarters and demand the life of people. It makes her much more interesting to think that she had these weaknesses inside herself, and then you begin to get a sense of her character.
And as it was when the communists took over Poland after the war, Skarbek, like many other Poles, was marooned in exile, as Marta Tarabua explains.
During the war, she was kind of flourishing. And after the war, she was lost. Without danger in front of her, without this tension that was produced by her occupation, she was lost in the middle of nowhere because she had no home, she couldn't come back to Poland, she had no family, she was completely alone.
Many Polish manor houses did not survive the communist era, but Christine's former family home at Czepnica still stands, as Claire Mully discovered on one of her research trips.
It's now crumbling, the ceilings are falling down, these beautiful stucco ceilings are all falling down, and the front door is covered in creepers. We had to kind of open it apart to go in. It was absolutely fascinating to see the place where she'd grown up, which was obviously very important to her in her heart. That was her idea of Poland, was this wonderful free childhood that she had had. So to stand there was a wonderful experience.
And Marta Tarabua.
She symbolised the remote past, the world that will never come back. This is the part of the history of my family that can be told, but cannot be lived. I wish I could meet her maybe in the next life.
Claire Mully's biography, The Spy Who Loved, is out this month. But for now, I'm Nick Hodge, reporting from Krakow for News from Poland.
We'll conclude the Cultural Corner with an excerpt from Vivaldi's Four Seasons, appropriate to the new season, autumn. Thank you.
much fun it can be to learn some Polish together. Good day.
And let's learn a little Polish today. Our Polish word of the day is a new word for me, too. Nurkować, to dive. So repeat after me, nurkować. And here's an example sentence. Nurkowała już dłuższy czas, gdy nadpłynął rekin. She was diving for a while when the shark came along. So remember to practice nurkować.
Sing along with me, and you will see how much fun it can be to learn some Polish together. Good day, dzień dobry.
Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Czerw Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Czerw Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Czerw always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious Polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. Are you planning a wedding? For your special day, let Secret of Flowers Floral Art Studio, winners of Philadelphia's prestigious flower show, create the perfect and unique floral arrangements that will enhance your wedding day and provide lasting memories. For all your floral needs, visit facebook.com Secret of Flowers or phone 215-668-1094, 215-668-1094.
Are you looking for an elegant yet affordable ballroom for your wedding reception or maybe a bridal or baby shower? How about a special birthday or retirement party? Look no further than the recently renovated Belvedere Ballroom at the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road just off I-95. Expert catering, full service bar, professional hardwood dance floor, safe off-street parking. Let Polish Homes experienced banquet manager plan your special event in the Belvedere Ballroom. Phone Diane at 856-912-1303.
Hi, this is Debbie Mica, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM. And here in Philadelphia, check out the Associated Polish Homes GoFundMe page and help us reach our goal. You could put us over the top. Any donation will help us to complete some of our much-needed outdoor improvements, like the new beer garden, to better serve you and to continue our 120-year tradition. And exercise your right and privilege to vote. You have until October 19th to register to be eligible to vote in the November 3rd presidential election. Sign up online, www.pavoterservices.pa.gov. And you can also register by mail. Don't delay, every vote counts. And the Adam Mickiewicz Polish Language School offers instructions in Polish language and history for adults every Saturday morning beginning October 3rd at the Associated Polish Home. For more information, phone 215-627-1391. And as Jason Duffy signals me, again, not really, he's still on his honeymoon, we'll close with this dreamy rendition of Jesienne Liście, Autumn Leaves, with Krystyna Janda. Till next Sunday, the October 4th, when we would have been marching in the Pułaski Day Parade were it not for COVID-19. Be well, stay safe. Do usłyszenia.
Z marzeń odarte zastygłe w złym śnie. Liście jesienne, jesienny gnał wiatr. Liście mi przylgną do ust. Tym pocałunkiem jesieni z mych warg wziął moją gorycz i zmienia i liście unosił w mrok zapomnienie i chłód. Mój Boże, znów słyszeć jak prosisz, zaśpiewaj, zaśpiewaj mi znów. To tak jak my, to tak jak oni, z tych samych słów, z tych samych łez. Ktoś śmiał się z kimś i płakał po nim. I o tym ta piosenka jest. Bezszelestny los, gdy znudzony znienacka tnie, jak zimna stal.